שלום לכל הצופים והצופות, אנחנו בקוראים.
Hello to all the viewers and listeners. We're continuing to read our reading of the article, Let There Be a Firmament. But before that, we'll listen to the doctor. We'll listen to Dr. Michael Lightman. We have to strive to give each word, each name, each definition, give them a certain shape of unity, of connection, certain type of connection. It is only said, it only presents us the shape in which we are connected. Before that, it gives all kinds of names in the Zohar, kinds of relationships between them. But basically, this is all just to point us, to target us towards the one state that doesn't have parts, just one kli and one light. Everything that we are reading here, we have to imagine how this one system, as one system at least. We're written in the book of Zohar. Zohar for All, Bereshit 1. The article is called Let There Be a Firmament, paragraph 45. Moses, with his wisdom, looked at it and looked at the work of creation. In the work of creation was a dispute between left and right. In that dispute, evoked by the left, the hell was created and attached to the left. The middle pillar, Tiferet, came between them and removed the dispute, making the two sides agree. Then hell retired from the left and descended. The left was included in the right, and everything was peace. It is so because the level of chassadim that came out on the middle line, Tiferet, entered between the right and the left, subduing the left line with her hasadim, so it would clothe in the right and removing the dispute. At that time, hell descended and retired from the left, meaning the vessels of Binah and Zon departed from there and returned to their degree. This is considered that hell descended and retired from those vessels. The left returned and obtained its gar. That is, once the light of Chokhmah at the dot of Shuruk, left line, clothed in Hasadim, and was included in the right line, it was completed in its illumination in Gar. It therefore follows that the middle line agreed to keep the illumination of the two lines after it clothed them in one another and made the two sides agree because it kept the illumination of them both, but separated their illumination, so right would illuminate from above downward, and the left would illuminate from below upward. By that, peace was made. 46. Likewise was the dispute between Korach and Aaron. The left disputed the right. It is so because in the tree of souls, Aaron is regarded as the right line in Hasidim, as he is a priest, and Korach is regarded as left in Gvura, as he is a Levite. And because Korach disputed the priesthood, it is similar to the dispute between the left line and the right line, which was in the beginning of the work of creation of the second day. Moses looked in the work of creation and said, I should remove the dispute between the right and the left. This is so because as Aaron and Korach are Hesed and Gura, right and left of the souls, Moses is Tiferet of the souls, the middle line. Therefore, when Moses looked in the work of creation and saw there how the middle pillar removed the dispute between the left and the right, he said that he too should remove the dispute between the right and the left from the tree of souls, as he is Tiferet of the souls. Moses exerted to make them agree, but the left was unwilling, and Korach prevailed over Aaron with his Gvura. 47. Moses said, certainly, when the dispute of the left prevails, hell should cleave, as it was in the work of creation, when Korach did not wish to cling above to the correction of Kedusha and be included in the right line, like the left of above. It is certain that he will come down to hell with the force of his anger, as it was in the beginning of the work of creation, during the dispute of the left line, when the hell came out and clung to the left. So did Moses know that with the force of Korach's dispute, Korach would descend to hell and cling to it. Paragraph 48. This is why Korach did not want to dispute the dispute settled by Moses, since the dispute was not for the name heaven. Zeiranpin is called heaven, and his nukva is called the name heaven. It says that this is why he did not accept Moses' decision, since his dispute was not aiming for the unification of Zeiranpin with the nukva, nor did he fear for the upper glory, who is divinity. He denied the work of creation. That is, he refuted the correction of the decision of the middle line that occurred in the work of creation, because he wished only for the left's dominion. When Moses saw that he was denying the work of creation, and that he was repelled from the Kedusha, then it is written, and Moses was very angry. 49. Moses was very angry because Korach and his company denied him, not letting him decide on that dispute. It is written, and Moses was very angry for the work of creation being denied, for blemishing the upper decision of the middle line over the right and left of Zeiranpin, which was established in the work of creation. Korach denied everything, both above in Zeiranpin and below in the souls, as it is written, when they strove against the Lord, Zeiranpin. Thus his flaw reached above to Zeiranpin, as well as below to Moses. This is why Korach clung to hell, as befitted him, as it is written, and they and all that belonged to them went down alive into Sheol.
נחדש כוונה עם קליפ מספר 2.
We'll refresh our intention with the clip number 2. We exist in the field of forces, in the force fields, and these forces, they deliberately attract us in all kinds of directions for us to come to one direction, one reality. Therefore, we have to
have
such an attitude towards our state, our states, our confusions, and all of this, simply in order to awaken in us the desire to look for a force that is higher and more upper, the force that is higher than those forces that affect us, the one that collects them all, and it's like this correct sum of all these parts, and it brings us to the spiritual reality. If we exist and find ourselves in the force that is higher, the force that is showing us all these images, and this is the more higher degree than our current state. So therefore, on one hand, I have to receive all this mess, all this confusion, and I have to accept all these thoughts and forces. I have to accept them as coming from above, and I have to connect them as pieces of the puzzle. Now we have to look for it together, so that everyone would look for himself with what attitude can he correctly connect all these disturbances, so that they are not disturbances, but rather they would be components of this spiritual image that is basically the one that he wants to achieve. There are no disturbances, actually, really. It's just the desires that are not connected in a correct way towards this one desire. And all these desires that are not connected, they seem to us as if they are remnant. But it's not the case. They are deliberately being shown to us in different directions due to the lack of the one direction that includes everything, and it's the higher degree and this the force of creator. We are continuing the reading, paragraph 15. The dispute that was established similar to that of above, which ascends and does not descend and exists in a direct manner, is the dispute of Shammai and Hillel. Commentary. The middle line settles the dispute of above and sustains both of them, clothing them in one another. It separates their illumination, where the left illuminates from below upward, and the right illuminates from above downward. Only in this way are they both sustained and not otherwise. The dispute that was established as above is that he ascends and does not descend, that the illumination of the left will illuminate from below upward and not from above downward. Then the illumination of the left exists in the direct manner, in a way that it does not cancel the illumination of the right, and both will illuminate. This is the dispute of Shammai and Hillel. Shammai was the left of above, as we learn that all his days he was eating in honor of the Sabbath, that he would eat on weekdays and illuminate from the weekdays to the Sabbath, from below upward. But Hillel would say, blessed be the Lord each day, extending from above downward, like the right line of above, for that day in which he was. The Creator divided and settled between them. That is, the dispute and the difference between Shammai and Hillel was extended to them from the middle line of above, who is the Creator.
With
that difference, where the left eliminates from below upward, and the right from above downward, he keeps the elimination of them both and clothes them in one another. At that time, the Creator gives the elimination of both of them in a coupling for the Nukva. This is a dispute for the name of heaven. That is the difference between right to left in the way of their elimination. He makes a coupling of the name Nukva with the heaven Zeranpin, and the heaven Zeranpin separates and divides the dispute to sustain them both. This is why their elimination persists. That dispute in the manner of the elimination is like the work of creation, like the way he made the middle line for the correction of the work of creation. Korach denied the whole correction of the work of creation. And that dispute was on Zeranpin, who is called heaven, over the deciding line. He wished to deny the corrections in the Torah, Zeranpin. Of course, that dispute was because the force of the judgment of hell clung to Korach, which is why Korach clung to him, meaning fell to hell.
51.
The matter is in the book of Adam Harishon, when the darkness awakened to its dominion. It awakened with great might and created the hell in it. And the hell clung to it in that dispute. Once the anger and the force of the Gvurot settled, the dispute awakened in another way. And it is a dispute of love, meaning dispute in the manner of their elimination. For the left illuminates from below upward, and the right from above downward, where both agreed to it for their love for one another. For the left craved the chasadim of the right, and the right the illumination of chachmah in the left. And because they parted in the manner of their illumination, they clothed in one another. The right was completed by the left, and the left by the right. 52. There were two kinds of dispute, one in the beginning and one in the end. This is the ways of the righteous, whose beginning is hard and tormented, and whose end is in tranquility. Korach was from the left, in the beginning of the dispute between right and left, which is in anger and in the force of the Gvurot. That is, each wished to cancel the elimination of the other. And as a result, the hell emerged and clung to hell. Shammai was the phase of left, at the end of the dispute of right and left. when the ire and anger had already subsided. At that time, there is a need to evoke a dispute of love, a dispute in the manner of their elimination, so they will receive consent and sustenance through heaven, the deciding line, to close them in one another. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide between water and water. This is the first dispute, the awakening of the anger and the force when each intensifies to cancel the elimination of the other. The Creator wished to remove the dispute and awakened the hell until the anger and the force cooled down. That is, out of the flaw of the dispute, which blocked the lights, Malchut rose once more to the place of Bina and concealed the Gar. And Bina and Tum fell into the quality of judgment, which is called hell. Thus, the dispute was settled, because with the ascent of Malchut, the dominion of the left line was cancelled, since he returned to Katnut. Then it is written, and God made the firmament and divided between the water that is below the firmament and between the water that is above the firmament. That division is a dispute of love and fondness and provision of the world, a division in the manner of illumination. The dispute of love is the dispute between Shammai and Hillel. The division in the verse, and God made the firmament, is the end of the dispute. However, Korach was in the dispute of the anger, which is the division in the verse, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, which is the beginning of the dispute. But the dispute of Shammai and Hillel, which is the end of the dispute, is of love and for the name of heaven. The oral Torah, Nukva, is called name. She entered the written Torah, Zeranpin, called heaven, in love. And they were in a complete coupling, for she received complete mochin from Zeranpin. 54. There is separation only in the left, for on the second day, which is left, it is written, and let it divide between water and water. In regards to Korach, it is written, is it not enough for you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel? Of the Levites, it is written, at that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi. Thus, there is separation only on the second, the left. 55. If separation is on the second, why was separation written about Levi, who is Jacob's third son? Instead, the separation should have been in Shimon, who is Jacob's second son. Although Levi is the third one, in Jacob's mind, he is still the second one. Since Reuben is not considered the first among Leah's sons, for at the time, Jacob thought she was Rachel. And there is always separation only in the second. Then, after the separation was made in the second one, it is all as proper and whole as it should be, since through the separation, the lights clothe one another and are completed by one another. 56. The separation that we do at the end of the Sabbath is to separate forces that govern the weekdays from the Kedusha, which governs on the Sabbath. And at the end of the Sabbath, one side rises from the hell in the form of an evil eye that wishes to rule in the world. When Israel say the verse, "You establish the work of our hands." Explanation. There are two sides to the evil eye, the source of the whole of the Sitra Achra, right and left. As it is written, let 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right. It shall not approach you. The right of the evil eye is in the number 1,000, and the left is in the number 10,000. When meeting a person, their left is opposite the right of the person, and their right opposite the left of the person. As it is written, only with your eyes will you look, and you will see the recompense of the wicked. That is, when you look with your good eyes and distinguish between good and evil, you will see the recompense of the wicked. Until now, and by this we end. Thanks for being with us.